Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, John Cangalosi. Batting second. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting fifth. The DH, Ron Kittle. Batting sixth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bobby Bonilla. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Wayne Tolleson. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Julio Cruz. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Cowley. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Phillips. Batting second. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting third. The right fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The DH, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bruce Bocht. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dusty Baker. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mike Davis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Alfredo Griffin. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jerry Willard. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Eric Plunk. And now, play ball. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen takes first base on ball four. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Guillen moves to second. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips takes first base on ball four. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bonilla. Lansford reaches second base with a double. Phillips moves to third. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Canseco for the out. Phillips scores. Lansford moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Athletics. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman bunts towards the mound. Cowley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla takes first base on ball four. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. Bonilla moves to second. Two outs. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bonilla scores. It's White Sox, 1, Athletics, One John Cangallosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cruz moves to second. John Cangallosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangallosi is 0 for 1 in the game. Cangallosi takes first base on ball 4. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Guillen hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. Bonilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Davis steals second. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tolleson fields it and throws to first for the out. Davis moves to third. Two outs. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard takes first base on ball 4. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Griffin fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kittle hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Baker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Bonilla hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Phillips reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Lansford strikes out. One out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Canseco strikes out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kingman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 0 for 1 in the game. Tolleson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cruz takes first base on ball 4. John Cangallosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangallosi is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Cangallosi takes first base on ball 4. Cruz moves to second. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Guillen hits a pop-up towards short. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 0 for 1 in the game. Bocht hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bocht moves to second. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bocht moves to third. Baker moves to second. One out. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 1 in the game. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz misplays the ball. That's an error on Cruz. Bocht scores. Baker moves to third. It's 3-2, White Sox. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Griffin. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Griffin steals second. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Willard strikes out. Two outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Baker scores. Griffin scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-3, Athletics. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Phillips. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Phillips steals second. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lansford hits a fly ball into left field. Bonilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kittle strikes out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 2 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Canseco hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 2 in the game. Kingman strikes out. Two outs. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bocht hits a fly ball into center field. Kangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bonilla hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 0-for-2 in the game. Tolleson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. Bonilla moves to second. One out. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cruz takes first base on ball 4. John Kangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kangalosi is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Kangalosi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bocht fields it and throws to second for the out. Bonilla moves to third. 2 outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kangalosi. The throw from Willard and he is safe. Kangalosi steals second. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Guillen hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Kangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Kangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jose Canseco now playing left field. Stan Javier now playing center field. Mike Davis now playing right field. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Baines hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kittle strikes out. 2 outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-3 in the game. Fisk hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-4, White Sox. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bonilla is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Willard hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tolleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Phillips hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lansford hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Canseco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Doug Baer now pitching. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 0-for-3 in the game. Tolleson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Cruz strikes out. Two outs. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Cangalosi takes first base on ball 4. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cangalosi. The throw from Willard and he is safe. Cangalosi steals second. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob James now pitching. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-3 in the game. Kingman takes first base on ball 4. Rick Peters pinch runs for Dave Kingman. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Peters. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Peters steals second. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bocht takes first base on ball 4. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it and throws to second for the out. Peters moves to third. Two outs. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Griffin hits a fly ball into center field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Baines hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Walker strikes out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kittle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Willard hits a fly ball into center field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz misplays the ball. That's an error on Cruz. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Lansford hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Canseco hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cangalosi. Canseco reaches second base with a double. Phillips goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 5, Athletics, 5. Donahill pinch hits for Rick Peters. Donahill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Canseco moves to third. Donahill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Reed Nichols pinch runs for Carlton Fisk. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bonilla bunts towards the mound. Bear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 0 for 4 in the game. Tolleson takes first base on ball 4. Nichols moves to second. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Julio Cruz. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nichols moves to third. Tolleson moves to second. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 0 for 2 in the game. With 3 walks, Cangalosi hits a fly ball into center field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Nichols tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 6-5, White Sox. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk, Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Tim Hewlett now playing second base. Joel Skinner now catching. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bocht is called out on strikes. One out. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0 for 1 in the game. Javier hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first. Double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Oakland Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.